By the way, I'd like to request, if you're taking pictures for publication, please don't photograph this. And I'll explain why in a couple of minutes. There's a practical reason that's important. I am Saint Ignatius of the Church of Emacs. I bless your computer, my child. Emacs started out as a text editor, which then became a way of life for many and a religion. We even have a great schism between two versions of Emacs. And now we have saints as well. Fortunately, no gods. To become a member of the Church of Emacs, you must have the Confession of the Faith, which is, there is no system but GNU, and Linux is one of its kernels. The Church of Emacs has certain advantages compared with other churches. For instance, to be a saint in the Church of Emacs does not require celibacy. So if you're searching for a church to be holy in, you might consider ours. But it does require making a moral commitment to live a life of moral purity. You must exorcise the evil operating systems from all orders and install a holy free operating system. And then only install software on top of that. If you make this commitment and live by it, then you too will be a saint, and you may eventually have a halo. Now people ask me, is it a sin in the church to use VI? The answer is, using a free version of VI is not a sin, it's a penance. And people ask me if my halo is really an old computer disk. This is no computer disk, this is my halo. But it was a computer disk in a previous existence. Now, I don't know what kind of computer it came from or what kind of data was stored on it, but I can assure you that no non-free software can be read from it now. Not to photograph St. Ignatius for publication. After a 2-hour serious speech, people know that I'm just making fun of myself and that I have a serious message. But if the first thing people see is a picture of St. Ignatius, they won't realize that I'm not just a joke. They'll think I'm just a clown or a lunatic. And you know, if they hear the serious message, they might still think I'm a lunatic, but at least they'll have an idea what I really stand for. So please, please do not publish a picture of St. Ignatius in a newspaper. It would ruin everything. People won't understand what I'm really talking about. I'm afraid they're not going to listen. I'm afraid that everything's been ruined now. I'm feeling really bad. But I guess it's time for questions.
Okay. Is there help for people that publish this photo?